Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The hour now. It's Good Day Health Time. Doug Steffen here with my dear friend and researcher and doctor, and he's not a lawyer. Doesn't play that on the radio.
Or an Indian chief.
No, right, exactly. Well, that would be politically incorrect probably these days. Listen, I think it's silly, but that's the way the world is sometimes. Maybe we're showing our age, Ken, as much as anything else.
Get rid of those cliches.
Yeah, right. Lake Cardiology is Dr. Ken's clinic down in Mount Dora, Florida. He joins us every week at this time to go through a lot of the work that he's doing, the research, the journals that have published information about his specialty and other specialties. A lot of people find that Ken is a blended physician, not only a preventative cardiologist, but a facilitator for a lot of things the American Heart Association does. He's there with a smile on his face. Well, if it's something serious, he probably doesn't have a smile on his face. He has that very serious look. His communication is very thorough. You get to the bottom line of what's going on in your body whenever you talk to Ken. So help yourself. You can talk to Ken. You can go visit him if you want. All you have to do is call the office, make an appointment for either in-person visit or telemedicine. 352-735-1400 for Ken's office. 352 is the area code, 735-1400. As I mentioned, Ken's specialty is the heart, the circulatory system. There are a number of things here this week that are connected to the heart. Let's start with this story about prenatal depression. I always thought that you've got postpartum depression. So yeah. What is prenatal depression, and how does it affect your heart?
Doug, this has been an area that you have been mentioning for a long time before a lot of investigators got on the bandwagon about how the brain interacts with the heart and the heart interacts with the brain. And this is a publication this week in the Journal of the American Heart Association. Very interesting. As you mentioned, we mostly know about postpartum depression, but developing cardiovascular disease within 2 years of giving birth by the mother, Doug, may be linked to depression during pregnancy. There's a significant risk for ischemic heart disease. This is when there's blockage in the circulation to the heart. This is what leads to heart attacks. And this is without gestational high blood pressure. That's this complication of getting pregnant and delivering where the mother's blood pressure goes way up. So this does not need to occur. All you need is some depression while you're pregnant. So there's a significant link between depression during pregnancy and cardiovascular disease for mom within 2 years of childbirth. So mom, before you get pregnant, if possible, we know it's not always planned, but if possible, try to get that mental health as good as possible. And if, while you're pregnant, there's some depression, find somebody to talk to and see what you can do about it. And even some exercise while you're pregnant, carefully done with some supervision, is okay. But get somebody to talk to, because we need to keep you alive a long time. There's going to be a little body dependent on you for a long, long time.
That's right. Very much very true. A little mama, mama, dada, dada around the house. All right. Now, let's stay in this same pew for a moment, because of the information that has been published this week regarding depression and how, if you can control it, it will reduce your risk of a heart attack, heart disease. What's the expression? What's the explanation here, Ken?
And one of the other interesting things, Doug, that you have pointed out and brought to my attention is how the medical literature in a given week often complements each other, and it did this week, because in the European Heart Journal, published in the same week, we learn about what happens when we treat the depression that we just talked about. So what we learn in the first time ever studied is that effective management of depression through psychological therapy can lower the likelihood of heart disease, in some cases up to 15%. And this is the first study, again, examining the relationship between reducing depression symptoms and lowering the likelihood of future cardiovascular disease. So in one study, they find that it occurs. And then the big question is, if you treat it, will it help it? Because you would think logically it does. But in medicine, we learn that intuition does not always pan out. And sometimes it doesn't. But in this study, fortunately, the first study, you identify the depression, it causes disease. The second study, we learn you treat the depression and it prevents the disease. Hopefully, information for mom.
All right, so let's go one further step into the news from the cardiological world this week. The actor Ray Romano, known probably primarily because of Everybody Loves Raymond, was talking about his heart procedure this week. 90% of his artery was blocked. He had high cholesterol, 20 years worth. His doctor told him to go on some medicine. He did it for a while, then he dropped it. And so I don't know whether, apparently he admitted to being pre-diabetic. He doesn't, he's happy to tell you his body, his diet didn't help his body. I think that's what I'm reading between the lines here. So as somebody who struggled with his cholesterol, he went on the medication. What do you think the lesson is, taking the fact that he's 65 years old here? It's nice when public figures like this go public with their ailment. That's one of the reasons that I tell you to use me as a guinea pig, talk about what goes on when you find things in my body. But this was no joke for Romano, and I wonder how often this happens, and maybe people don't do what they should do, Ken.
Oh, my gosh. Spend a day with me, and you'll see it, people being brought from other situations and wanting to get on the right road. But this is a case where, fortunately, this 90% blockage was open just in the nick of time, because once it gets to 100%, nothing is flowing.
Yeah.
See you later. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is why I urge people to get their risk factors under control, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, don't smoke, get that weight under control. You know your numbers, your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol, and your weight. And early on, get at least a calcium score. See if there's any plaque in your coronaries. And if there is, start that statin. And this is how you prevent this. We have statins, and I know that to some of you that's a four-letter word, but
he's talking to me, folks. That's what some of us means me.
The way we prevent getting 90% blockages and delay it as long as possible, there's only one way. Once the plaque starts, once you see it in your coronaries, the best treatment is the statin. Once you see it, because then we're not just treating numbers. We're lowering inflammation. We're stabilizing plaque. And this is the real reason we use statins, to stabilize that plaque so it doesn't rupture and cause a heart attack, as it was here. And I imagine, do you know what? You said that there was poor compliance here. I guess it was with his statin?
Yeah. He didn't. He was on him and off him and on him and off him.
Right. And this is an example of what happens when you're prescribed statins and you go off them, you come close. President Bill Clinton, if you recall, he had emergency open heart bypass surgery. He had been prescribed a statin, said, you know, I'm not taking this stuff. And then came so close to the end, and fortunately, you know, he had an emergency surgery to open it up. But, you know, no one likes taking medicine, but you'd be amazed how many cardiologists take this stuff.
Well, the thing that is, when you prescribed it for me, it was to be defensive against any further TIA, which turned out I didn't have. And then you find that there's no plaque in my thoracic cavity. So I think you wanted me to take it because you didn't like my cholesterol numbers.
Let me clarify it a little bit. So you had at one point a TI. We thought you had a TI. Your doctor on site in Boston thought you had had a TIA, and your numbers were not looking so good with your cholesterol. And so we wanted to get you on a statin to try to just get the whole picture a little bit lower risk until mm-hmm. we saw where things were. And yep. then you were reevaluated by your neurologist in Boston, and in retrospect, they felt that you had not had a TIA. And, you know, this is a moving curve. Risk reduction is a moving target from moment to moment. And then we later looked at your coronaries. Your calcium score is zero. You have no plaque in the big vessels. So I kept changing what's called your targets for your cholesterol. And we don't treat everybody to the same values. That's the whole point. We yep. treat to targets. And your targets were changing for your bad cholesterol, your goals of where your LDL should be. For some people, LDL, the lousy cholesterol, should be under 100. For some people, it should be under 50. So it really depends on the individual. And your targets were changing. At one point, we wanted to get it low enough. A statin was indicated. And your targets changed. You now have no plaque in your visible coronaries, and you didn't have a vascular event. So we reassessed your targets.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, listen, there are all kinds of ways of dealing with the issues that we all have. We all have lots of different issues. I'm fortunate that apparently plaque in my system isn't one of my issues, although I have some in my carotids, and so I am careful
right.
about that sort of thing. But
and yeah. that we saw some, but it's actually been mild, and your numbers
yeah.
look okay. So we're treating you with diet and exercise, mental stress reduction. And we felt that
mental stress. That all right, hold on a second. We'll continue
not needed.
In that vein. Right. Dr. Ken, Doug Steffen, here on Good Day Health.
Save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Dr. Ken, this is Good Day Health for kind of the middle of April, I think, as our time target for this conversation. As long as we've been talking about heart and the Heart Association and the Heart Journal, et cetera, I came across something this week that seems to be beneficial for one's heart health. And it is, we talk about the statins and that sort of thing, but there's an analysis of a number of different species, shall we say, of supplements that contain micronutrients. And this kind of falls into the same category as you being a blended physician, because this study focuses heavily on omega-3 fatty acids, on folic acid, and CoQ10 as a way to reduce and maintain a healthy cardiovascular system and reduce the risk of having an event. So I thought that was kind of interesting. They also mention L-arginine, vitamin D is important, magnesium and zinc and melatonin, all kinds of other things. Curcumin are in here, quercetin, but vitamin C, vitamin E, and the other, the coenzyme, the stuff I was talking about, omega, they seem to be on the top of the list, and the lower, the longer your mortality depends, I guess, on how much of this stuff.
Are you reading the alternative literature here?
No, actually, I'm looking at an article that's in Newsmax.
But is there a reference? Is this actually a publication?
I saw it.
Somebody's opinion.
Well, I don't know either. The answer is not yes to either of those questions.
I bet this is not a publication in a.
I like looking at the Newsmax.
In a medical journal.
I don't care about the political side, but I have some healthy living stuff that's good. I find it. I find it helps me to underscore what my own values are. And I don't know, I did not look, that's a good question, for the source. And I know you love that because some things you can discredit and some things you can't.
That sounds like an opinion piece, which is okay. It's one person's opinion, but it doesn't sound like a research study.
Right. All right. So then I would, on the same page, there's an article that is linked to a cardiologist named Sharon Curran. She writes that people who develop shingles, which is, you know, like chicken pox, the same
herpes zoster.
Right? Yep. You have an increased risk for having a stroke of 30%. Is that, the reference is to the American Heart Association Journal.
Yes.
So you buy into that, do you?
Well, yeah, we've talked about this before, and this is why we've urged people to talk to their doctor about getting vaccinated, even beginning at age 50, but definitely by 60. But, you know, all of us by age 50 should have a conversation of the timing. Talk to your internist, your primary care physician provider, about getting vaccinated against herpes zoster. This is one of many reasons why you don't want to get herpes zoster if you can prevent it.
Right, exactly. All right. Yeah. Coming up, a conversation about the latest COVID news. Some of it's not so hot. There seems to be a new Omicron variant. We'll talk about that with Ken and whether or not the vaccine, I saw something that suggests the vaccine protects against reinfection of COVID-19. That is the newer vaccines. So anyway, that's up and coming. Stick around. More, much more information from Dr. Ken Cronus. Here with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one, and if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Florida officials say they've ended the contract with a firm that handles emergency alert messages. This after a test got sent to millions of cell phones early Thursday morning. Florida State Senator Blazing Golia says the alert was never supposed to go out like that.
From what I understand, it was supposed to go on TV as part of the emergency broadcast system, and it didn't. It actually went through to everyone's phones.
So he wants to know if this was a government penetration of the phone settings or perhaps an iPhone vulnerability. If all American warehouses were roofed with solar panels, that would be enough solar energy to power over 19 million households every year. That's according to a new report from the Environment California Research and Policy Center and the Frontier Group. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Back at 34 after the hour, this week's Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Dr. Jack Stockwell, both do hours every week to help you understand from different points of view. Sometimes Ken and Jack agree, sometimes they don't, but it's good at stimulating conversation. And so I go to the latest, the update of the COVID-19 booster for older adults. It seems the FDA is saying you ought to have a second dose. And I guess along with that question comes the question about whether it protects this or the other vaccine. I mean, I don't know what's the other vaccine now. This is it, right? The new one.
It's a selective indication from the FDA. It's interesting because the experts right here are not agreeing. There's disagreement among the experts about who should continue to be vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And I think there's firm agreement on those over 65 and those with weakened immune systems. But where the disagreements occur is about the youth, whether they should be continued to be vaccinated right now. So what we do know is this week the FDA, Doug, greenlighted a second dose of the updated COVID-19 booster. This is the so-called bivalent one, the one that has a little bit of the first vaccine and then a little bit against the Omicron variants. And it was approved by the FDA, an additional booster, this bivalent booster for selectively for older adults, and we have to get over it. 65 and older is what the FDA considers older adults, and people with weakened immune systems of any age. So for those who are 65 and older, they can receive a second dose of Pfizer and Moderna's booster shot at least 4 months after their last dose. The FDA, this is also important, also amended rules for people who have not yet been vaccinated but want to get one. Boy, find one of those people, saying that they can get a single dose of the updated vaccine. And I don't want to get in the middle of this controversy because I think there's probably few people on planet Earth who haven't made up their firm decision already about the vaccine. So when people ask my advice, I give it. But, you know, to actually start lecturing people what they should do, everybody's made up their own mind.
So as an aside, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Bobby Kennedy's son, has declared his interest in running for the presidency. And he was in the Massachusetts race for the Senate last year, a loss to Ed Markey. I call him Malarkey because he's full of old shoes, as my father used to say. But Kennedy ran on a number of different things, including his opposition to the vaccine for Omicron and or I guess other vaccines for COVID. He has been proven to be right on some of the things that he claimed, which kind of pushed him out of contention. But now that he's an official candidate for the presidency in the Democratic Party, you'll wonder what traction or slippage will come the attention giving by some to the COVID position he took. So I make that as an observational, I don't know that you and I talked about him and or what he said during the course of the last round, and I'm sure you don't agree with him, but it is interesting that he's using that as a mainstay of his campaign.
Yeah, he's in a slot that is unique, is, I guess, what you're trying to say.
Yeah, it is very unique. All right, what do we know about this new Omicron variant? Apparently, there's a surge in COVID cases in India. Doctors have flagged what we refer to here as conjunctivitis, and that's the stuff in your eyes, right?
Yes, you are very thorough, Doug. You picked up the XBB. .1.16 variant. Wow, right. Amazing.
Well, it's around. It's in 29, 30, 31 nations are talking about this, and it's all about what your eyes, you know, and you said this, and many people said that the Omicron or the COVID doesn't just go through your nose. It'll go through your eyes as well, right? The way it gets into your system.
Yes, this and I guess the health officials are not keeping their eyes closed on this one.
Nuh-uh.
So this is an Omicron subvariant. Fortunately, it hasn't come much at all to America, and it's widespread in India. And this is something that health officials worldwide are keeping their eyes open to. It seems to be associated with some inflammation, infection in the eye, also among all the other symptoms that all of us are well known by now. And hopefully it doesn't come here, but as it has in the past, we won't be surprised if it does. And the thing we know about COVID is it's just so unpredictable. And I'm still seeing cases of this and hearing about cases of it. So it hasn't gone away, but we're trying to live our lives with it and keep going on. But it's still there.
All right. Coming up in a moment, a frank discussion about prostate cancer, things that Ken and I have talked about with regard to me. But we have an expert on a new way of treating prostate cancer we want you to know about, so stay tuned for that next on Good Day Health.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Back on Good Day Health, Doug Stephan here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, also introducing you to Dr. John Jurich, who is a urologist and somebody who's working a lot on prostate cancer. This is something, I don't have the cancer, but I don't know whether I have, Ken would tell you, Dr. Jurich, that I have, we talk without HIPAA requirements here. I'm not, if people can be helped by me talking about what's going on with me and what Ken finds in my visits with him, I'm happy to do it if it's helpful. My prostate, I have a PSA number of 1, what was it, Ken? 0.4, okay. And for somebody my age, that's not a bad number. But I still have issues of elimination, frankly, and I wonder, your treatment and your focus is on people who have a very serious prostate problem, the cancer itself, right?
That's the main focus of my practice, is looking at some more advanced and innovative ways of evaluating the prostate, diagnostic imaging testing that can be done, and then looking at less invasive treatment options. So the prostate cancer discussion is a little bit different than what's called the BPH discussion, which is very common in men, including sounds like yourself, but it's not a cancer problem. It relates to beginnings of some obstructive phenomenon that occur in the prostate. So that's a little bit different than what my focus is.
So let's explain to people about the folks who should get screened for prostate cancer. We all pretty much know what prostate cancer is. And then let's talk about this high-intensity focused ultrasound, the procedure you've come up with that may be an interesting offer, an interesting attempt, an interesting way to eliminate some of the problems that I have had. Several friends who are my age who have died in the last year or two of prostate cancer, and they had, one gentleman was 63 when he first got it, was in his family, and he had a miserable time with it, awful drugs and everything else you can think of. So how's this all together?
Yeah, well, first of all, the problem with prostate cancer is it's quite common. 1 in 7 men are affected in the United States. 1 in 6 African-American men are affected. And if you have a first-degree relative, father, brother, who are affected, then it goes to about 1 in 5. So this is a common problem. We have to start off with recommending some simple screening maneuvers, which is coming in once a year to have a simple blood test called prostate-specific antigen. It's a, you alluded to it earlier, it's just one of the basic tests that give us information about the prostate. It's not specifically a prostate cancer test, but it is important. Second thing is, even with the blood test, it's important to have an examination of the prostate, which is a simple, what's called digital rectal examination. It takes just a few seconds, not the most pleasant thing in the world, but again, it's a simple thing and it's very important. Now, we recommend that men starting at about age 45 start doing this screening yearly, and perhaps even as young as 40 in the African American population, and if you have a first degree relative, also about age 40.
All right. So in this business of the high intensity, how is that different than what we might? Is this a treatment or is this discovery?
This is a treatment option. And it's a little bit different than the standard treatment, which is radical prostatectomy or radiation therapy, in that it uses very precisely targeted clean energy source. It's a ultrasound wave treatment where the ultrasound energy is focused very precisely on regions of prostate cancer, and we create a thermal or vaporization of the area. It can be one region of the prostate. It can be one half of the prostate, or you can treat the entire prostate. You can also treat patients who've had prior radiation therapy and have had a relapse of their cancer, which occurs in about 15 to 20% of patients who've had radiation. Now, the important part about HIFU is that it's very dependent on additional imaging of the prostate prior to the treatment. And that imaging is MRI, or magnetic resonance imaging, of the prostate. That's an outpatient x-ray test that's done prior to HIFU in order to define very precisely the anatomy of the prostate cancer.
All right, so Ken, what does all of this say to you? You're a cardiologist, and people come to you, you might probably recognize if they have a problem, but where do you land on all of this?
Well, I like John's stressing about prevention, and then I like John's bringing up options on how to treat, because some of the current treatments do have potential some unpleasant complications. But John, help us out, because we know about the severity, the Gleason scores of prostate, and we're hearing a lot about watchful waiting for mild cases, maybe even moderate cases. The procedure you're talking about, is this for mild, moderate, severe Gleason scores? Give us a perspective of the big picture.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a very pertinent question, because we do stratify prostate cancer based on the Gleason score, which is, just for those listening, it's a way of looking under the microscope at the cells of the cancer and then grading their potential to be aggressive. And typically the scale, for whatever reason, goes from a 6 up to a 10. Most of the Gleason 6 are exceedingly low risk, and they can be managed with what's called active surveillance, sometimes for many years or even the entire life of the patient. The what are called intermediate risk cancers, which are the Gleason 7 and some Gleason 8, are the ones that we try to zero in for treatment. HIFU is one of the options that can be considered for treatment in this group of intermediate risk. The high-risk Gleason 8s, 9s, and 10s usually need radical surgery plus chemotherapy plus radiation.
How do people find more information out about you and HIFU?
We have a website that goes by the letters hpskentucky.com. It has my bio. I've been involved with prostate cancer treatment for 34 years. I've been doing HIFU treatments since 2006. And I have one of the largest experiences with this technology, really, of anybody in the world.
All right. Good information. Very helpful. Thank you, Doctor. Dr. John Jurich here with Dr. Ken Kronos. Doug Stefan on Good Day Health.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back at 53 after the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day Health segment. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from his perch at Lake Cardiology down in Mildura, Florida. I always encourage people to find out more about Ken and to see if going to see him is something that will help you. I'm sure that there are lots of different things going on in your body that Ken can evaluate, not just your heart and circulation. So check it out, 352-735-1400. That's the number for the office. If you have a question for Dr. Ken, which is what this portion of the program is all about, you can dial up 855-999-3684. For the question, 855-999-3684. This is not a typical question, but I kind of got a kick out of this guy calling with this question for you, Ken.
To get the spelling of Dr. Ken's last name, let me know the spelling of Dr. Ken's last name. And thank you. We listen every Saturday morning. Bye-bye.
Well, I don't know. I just got a kick out of that. K-R-O-N, madam. K-R-O-N-H-A-U-S. That's how you spell Dr. Ken's last name. Kronhaus. K-R-O-N.
Isn't that a sweet woman? And that's a question that we can easily answer. Can we give out the number if people want to call and
more.
Ask us a question?
Yeah, yeah. 855. I'll do it again. 855-999-3684. That's the number for questions for Dr. Ken. All right,
and they
should
call on Wednesdays between 9 and 10 a.m. Eastern.
Yeah, you can do that. Yep, we take it live or recorded. Sometimes a recorder, but 9 to 10 Eastern on Wednesday puts you on the air with Dr. Ken directly, rather than just having the
voice. Or any time and you record it.
Yeah, exactly. Either of those two things. All right, let's get to a couple of questions here. We were talking about vaccines on the Good Day Health program. And I wanted to ask about a new Moderna Merck vaccine. It supposedly cuts skin cancer recurrence. I think earlier in our discussions we were talking about ways of cutting skin cancer with vitamin D. So what's this all about? Is this for people who have it already? Or what do we do with this info?
Exactly. Great job keeping up, Doug. This is about, this is such big hope, but it's not yet ready. This is still in research, but it's getting close. This was a phase two trial, and it usually takes to phase three till we're really serious about getting this out to the public. But this was a very encouraging phase two trial trying to prevent recurrence of melanoma, this horrible, deadly skin cancer, because many melanomas are treated effectively initially, and you think you're over the hump and you're going to be doing well, and then it comes back. Mm-hmm. So the risk of recurrence of deadly skin cancer is reduced by nearly half when patients are treated with an mRNA vaccine. This is the kind of technology that was been used for the COVID vaccine developed by Moderna and Merck, and the immunotherapy Keytruda. This is the drug that Jimmy Carter has successfully used for his cancer to suppress and get rid of his brain cancer and live much longer than would have been expected. So 44% of patients who received the combination therapy reduced the risk of recurrence compared to those who only received the Merck-developed Keytruda. This is a phase two trial, but great hope for those with treated melanoma hoping for no recurrence.
All right. Is it true that focusing on pets can help people quit smoking? I thought that was pretty interesting. That came across my desk. Having a pet and taking care of a pet, having a pet around, can it help you quit smoking? Seems like a novel approach, but if it works, hooray, right?
Well, if we're going to talk about pets and health, that's an interesting area, and, you know, probably will put smiles on some people's faces, but, you know, it might get people maybe a little bit upset because animals are pets. Can make us healthy for many reasons, but they also can make us ill for other reasons. So this is an area, you know, we could be talking about zoonosis, which is illnesses that come from animals to humans. We could spend a lot of time on it, but for many, many reasons, our pets keep us healthy. But then there are other reasons that you may want to talk to your veterinarians, what we need to do to protect ourselves so we don't get illness from our pets.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's a two-way street, in other words. That's what Ken's saying. All right. Check it out. 855-999-3684. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.